Uka chaka uka 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 chaka uka 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 chaka uka 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 chaka.
The Last Jedi. Bom bom bom. Go. Beep 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 beep. Okay, got it. Okay. So I'm not actually gonna stop here, but I made my point, I hope. Alright, so there's, of course, a huge shitstorm around The Last Jedi. And the real, in my opinion anyway, the real problem people have with this movie is that it's covered in girl scooties. Seriously. Other than that, okay, it doesn't really deliver on some of the things from The Force Awakens. The problem is, there's stuff set up by Jar Jar Abrams and not necessarily the best aspect from the original movie. So it doesn't slavishly follow Empire Strikes Back, but of course people were whining that it was following A New Hope too much. You know, make up your friggin' minds. Ooh, I know what ILO to go with the with the podcast. So, short version, lot of fun, couple of nice twists, internally extremely consistent. I've just read a complaint that it was too complicated, too much story, too much characters, too much plot. That's why I paid to go see it? That's why I've been waiting for years? I mean, I want plot, I want stories. Don't you? I mean, now, taking The Last Jedi and The Force Awakens, it kind of demonstrates that my imagined timeline was completely out to lunch. And mostly, more details is regrettably still serious spoiler. I might do another one, full spoiler recovery, but I don't want to spend hours and hours and hours and hours and hours on that movie either. So, now, there's also a bit of a whine, because even Mark Hamill didn't like The Last Jedi. Well, what he said in an interview, that he wasn't really happy with what he shot. And then he saw the finished product, and he went, oh, cool. I'm paraphrasing here, but that's the general. He's now on record, after the movie's out, and that it's beating, well, okay, it's not beating records, but it opened to $450 million worldwide, so it's not exactly a bust. And he went on record saying he'd been wrong when he was unhappy with it. Now, the core problem is, of course, that Luke Skywalker has to fuck up for the stories to work out, and the whole point that he's lost on this little island in the middle of nowhere still kind of confirms that, okay, he messed up. And he didn't mess up in the nice way I was hoping he did, but, okay, so he messed up, and he had to mess up in a way that was consistent with the setup from Jar Jar Abrams, which I kind of like because he makes entertaining movies, but I have problems with because he'll do dumb stuff so he can have a cool scene. Like, he basically put every important planet in The Force Awakens in the same solar system, like, really close. Like, Earth to Moon close, so you would see Starkiller Base fire at the Senate from Maz's Cantina, or whatever her place was called. And, well, that was, like, freaking unlikely, to put it politely. I mean, you don't see it in the atmosphere. I mean, nothing's that big. Unless you're talking planet and moon, and in those cases, you don't need hyperdrive. You just need a good push and a bit of a run up. Now, the stuff is really nice. I do have a bit of a whine from the point of view of a long time fan. Recent movies have given over technical designs to artists. Now, yeah, if you want to design something to look nice, artists are a good idea. But you want artists who have a vague clue on the mechanics side of things? They have a bit of an engineering? Not necessarily a lot, but just a little bit. I'm mostly thinking about the bloody shuttles. Because there are a couple of kind of aircrafts that actually have wings that fold over. Now, the typical fold-up is actually something you see on aircraft carriers, because by folding up the wings, which is something you do when the plane is stopped, parked, the pilot walked away, and a couple of people unscrew the wings and fold them up manually. Most of the time, they might have hydraulics by now. This is done so that your airplane doesn't take half the space it would normally, so that you can shove more planes in a hangar. It's a rather desperate thing. You have a couple of airplanes with wings moving at angles, which is the equivalent of the shuttle wings moving up and down and sideways and all that. But those are all extreme cases that actually have a reason to do. The shuttle wings, because somebody got a fetish that a shuttle should have three big fins sticking out, and there's no reason for them. Especially when they start folding up and down in random way. In The Force Awakens, you have two of the heavy cargo lift, which otherwise I like, going through the door in the force field. One flaps its wings, I'm not sure why it would do it, except as a reflex when it slows down or something. But the stupid things is that one does it, the other one doesn't. So if it's Imperial procedure, yeah, the guys are pretty sloppy. And yeah, the Imperial shuttle pilot didn't look like an Imperial at all. And I don't think the Empire takes contractors. They just enslave you. I mean, that's what being an Empire is all about. Okay, so anyway, there is no reason for wings in that configuration pointing down for a starship in Star Wars. The Star Wars starships have admitted that they've got an insane energy budget. As a rule, they're not actually flying. There's a magical engine keeping them off the ground, which is fine. I mean, the technology exists and they're having fun with it. But that means, and the designs are based on the fact that you don't need wings. You just have this magical thingy in the bottom of the ship that keeps you off the ground. So why the bloody wings? They look great, and yes, a really pretty ship makes a lot of sense for the Empire personal ship. I mean, that for a couple of them, like for one specific model that is supposed to be a pretty ship, go right ahead. It looks cool. But when you're going for the heavy cargo lifts, shuttles and every bloody shuttle they've got here are all based on that three-wing design. I can understand that a designer from a shuttle-making company would have a fetish for that shape. But it's really, really, really hard to justify on, like, all kinds of models. It's just, like, it's a lot of trouble for no reason, except by looking cool, which is fine, as I said, on, like, one. Basically, it works on a pink Cadillac, but it doesn't work on a Mack truck, is my argument here. Anyway, even I have problems working up a lot of anger and over this. It's really not a big deal. It's just a little annoying because there are a few other design things that have that share that problem. I'm thinking, among other things, of the Resistance heavy bomber, which is way cool, inspired from the B-Wing, so that kind of makes sense. But they look like they've done their research watching Wonder Woman, which is a great movie, but maybe not for that aspect. The bomb loads has issues. Great scenes, though, so, well, I'll forgive them, but it's a bit tricky to the bomb load's a bit controversial. Anyway, overall, lots of fun, lots of left turns. Everything is nicely consistent, very satisfying, and I'm looking forward to the next one.